a popular Outcast production.
Okay, anyway. So meningitis.
Yes.
Well, I had meningitis when I was 11.
Meningitis, go!
Go!
So I was in the hospital. My parents were in the hospital with me, so my brother was home bored with his friends a lot. And that's about the time they figured out with the home video camera that if you leave it in the same place and hit stop, and then something moves, and you hit record again, that it just looks like it magically disappeared. And they just they discovered, like, stop motion type things with the home video camera. And they were home bored alone because my parents were with me at the hospital. And they made all the, they mimicked the Coolio video. Do you remember the Coolio video where everybody came out of the trunk?
Yeah.
Of the they did
I
that.
I remember watching that video.
Right. Oh, yeah, my God.
So they so did cool. that in my parents' garage. And
who has these tapes right now?
I can't find the tape. Oh. If somebody has the tape.
I've seen episodes.
I have. I'm like him, and I save everything.
Yeah,
I remember
yeah.
watching them at tape, the creek. Yeah,
that tape is the one I cannot find. Somebody has it.
I remember God. Episodes of the Mark and Kyle show shot in Kyle's basement.
Right, right. And it turned on. I think my brother eventually got bored with it, but then Kyle and Mark ran with it for a while. And what? But my mom came and played this for me in the hospital, and I like ever since that moment, I started getting better, and I lived through it, and everything's great. And I came home, and to that day, like, I got home from the hospital, I was just playing with the video camera, and that's kind of what sparked my interest in the whole thing.
That's really cool.
I doubt so Mark will listen to this, but
everything
I'll have to let
came him know. Full circle tonight.
It really, yeah. It literally did.
That's crazy.
Literally.
So then they're friends
yes,
with like,
literally,
but the real literally, not the new literally.
With Todd and Juliana, who are in town right now, actually shooting a zombie thing for
crazy.
For UMB, there's
Upright Citizens something.
Somebody posted something about that on Facebook saying that I should go try it, but then I'd have to get sticky because of the whole.
Oh, right, yeah, fake blood. And
fake blood.
Well, that's like that's her brother's whole crew.
Yeah, that's why Mark was in town over the summer was for Todd and Juliana's wedding.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Uh huh.
That they're like her brother Kyle Brocious, Todd, and they used to be like the whole My House Cafe crowd, and that's
back in the day.
I wonder how many times I hung out with I've thought
and
about
didn't
this
know.
Often. Yeah, because I know all those people from now, but I used to go to my house also. Yeah.
Did we ever hang out and just not remember?
That's
it?
What I'm saying. It's so weird.
Like when I was in high school.
Yeah,
I was like, "What's my house cafe?"
Yeah, no clue.
You wouldn't understand.
Yeah, exactly.
From Lion Mountain.
That's doesn't matter.
Go back to the woods.
Yeah.
No.
There are people who went to, who I'm sure that there was at least one person from Lion Mountain who went to my house.
You did.
Yeah.
Wait, you went to Lion Mountain?
Know. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he went to Lion Mountain, too.
Yeah, oh, you did.
True. Yeah.
How old man, are we're going to have to fight
How
now.
Old am I?
Yeah.
Much older.
How old are you?
I'm 37.
37?
I'm an old man, yeah.
You don't look 37.
I know.
He does not.
I got carded at
You're
the
You're really
last 37?
Night.
Yeah.
You don't
yeah.
look 37 at all.
He's actually 37.
It's all the... It's
I would get, like, if you said 31, 32, yeah. I would... 37, you don't look like...
It's all the virgin blood that I drank. So.
You're damn near 40, son.
Yeah, I know. I really
Maybe
hope that
that's
I just,
what was
like, going to
happen
downhill.
At the end of Ben Crosby's song.
Maybe.
The virgin blood.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it was.
It was... Yeah, it was actually just a ritual for the...
Mm-hmm. It's really what it was.
We solved the mystery. And we're back to unsolved
mysteries.
We're making connections.
Seriously. Wait,
we were at Rescue 911 earlier. Now we're going to unsolved mysteries. That was a different show.
I dropped it briefly.
She did mention
she did
unsolved
mention
mysteries.
Because missing plane, unsolved mysteries, bring back Robert Stack from the dead. Because everybody's dead.
Yeah.
We're all dead.
We're all dead.
And you're back to dead.
Yep.
Which, yes, you should go do the zombie movie. If you could.
I would love to.
Or I think it's a web movie.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I don't know.
And it's a comedy, so, I mean, why are you not doing it?
That's a good question. Why am I not doing it?
What do they make fake blood out of? That
it's Karo syrup and food coloring.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did it once for a really, 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 really bad movie that never ended up getting finished.
Was that one of James's movies?
No.
Okay.
That was, I mean, it was like when I was like 20 or 21.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It was, right. It was a very weird flick. Everything good?
I was trying to squint and see
57.
What minute mark we're at.
5'7".
5'7".
Exactly. Well, it was exactly. When
is there a cutoff time?
No.
Not really.
Yeah, we shoot for an hour, but I mean, we can go over or under. I got nothing to do tonight.
It's a roundabout. It's not like Ace Lynn's podcast.
Four
it's 30
hours.
Minutes.
Where were we before we going on to this tangent?
Yeah.
Middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
How's a kid from the middle of nowhere end up doing all this crazy shit?
And then there was like really? Your brother?
Yeah.
What? Anyhow.
Basically, I just listed everything the opposite of what everybody said I should do.
Fair enough.
That's it. No, I wasn't going to go to college, but then I ended up deciding that I would do an advanced, like, get my associate's degree in 12 months rather than wasting my life in college. So I went down to Full Sail in Orlando, Florida, moved to New York when I was 19, and kind of struggled the first month or two that I was there, and then I ended up getting an internship at this production company called HSI Productions. They were the like top music video and commercial production company in the U.S. They're one of the top five at the time.
Oh, wow.
So I interned there a lot, like 5 days a week, didn't do anything else. Or a lot of the other interns did like 2 or 3 days a week and then did a real job. But I was like, this will work. I will just, like, somebody will give me money somehow if I just show that I love it.
Yeah.
And eventually it
Fuck
did.
Fuck your logic.
Yeah. And then eventually it did. And they would, like, yeah. Some of the people came in would throw me on jobs on the weekend. So then I was, like, interning all week, then working all weekend, like, working 100-plus hours a week, literally, for a while. Worked on a lot of music videos. Was in an Eminem video, which was pretty cool for me at the time.
Which Eminem video
Toy
were you
Toy Soldier.
In? Oh, yeah?
The back of me. I'm on the mixing board when Eminem... I'm like the engineer in the mixing room.
I remember that making it into the Daily Item when that happened.
Well, the article wasn't about that.
Wasn't it?
I think it was when I got Rescue Me.
Maybe.
Rescue Me was in the Daily Item. I know that.
It was the Rescue Me thing. And then they just started listing like everything. Because we basically had a conversation like this. And then they just like cherry picked the like...
Nah.
Things that they wanted to.
I think it's really interesting, and I mean, I don't know exactly how to put this without sounding like...
Just sound like it. Go for it.
Yeah, I'm going to sound like a dick to the Daily Item.
Go for it.
They basically only support people once they've made it, as opposed to like trying to get them to, like, help them to get to a place where they can make it. The same thing happened with Mike Bennett. He is also on the Popular Outcast podcast. He are you familiar with Vine at all?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
He has 40,000 followers.
Which, P.S.,
on Vine.
Sorry to interject.
No, it's okay.
I'm not going to say you ruined it for me, but the phrase, come on in, will never sound the same to me again.
Come on in!
Oh, BigDickFish.com.
I love it so much.
Which I'm pretty sure is not allowed to be on Vine anymore.
Yeah,
that
which
I'm
is
sure
such
they've
a,
taken that down.
Yeah, it's such a damn shame. Such a damn shame. But anyway. Yeah. Yeah, he's got a really interesting art style, and he does like animations. He drew us there, and then he's done like a bunch of
the headless Heather Mahler. Yeah, she's over there somewhere.
She's hiding. But there's like. He's basically been, you know, trying to work trying to get. Somewhere with that for a long time. He started going on Vine and posting like some of his drawings and stuff like that, and then he started doing like basically like animation
Jeff made him just a one-page website where you could print out one of his characters and make your own Vine videos to like revined yeah. him. And
he had a rat that lived under his desk, and then Jeff made the website so he could print it out, and then people would repost it with the hashtag, Mike's rat, I think it was. But
probably.
Yeah. But
and then so, he got approached to do that that Vine ad for the
rum company.
Yeah.
Kenny Chesney's rum company. Yeah.
So and they sent him like free rum.
Yeah.
And like $50 or something.
But now it's gotten to the point where Pete Holmes, who's a comedian, also does a podcast. He follows 50 people on Vine. He follows Mike Bennett. That's one of them. The guitar player from Dropkick Murphys is a fan of Mike Bennett's. Like, sent him a message and was like, hey, I really like your stuff, da 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 da. If, I see you're in Pennsylvania, if you want to come to the show in Pittsburgh, we'll get you in,
So he
ended up,
awesome.
Yeah, he ended up going there VIP.
He got a free
VIP.
Ticket. Yeah. VIP got to go backstage, hang out with the guys.
Oh, so he did it. He went to the show.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. But, that it took so long for them to even do something, write about him, even though he's lived in Selins Grove, he's lived in the area his whole life. He's done so many other things that should have given him some sort of oh, hey, this guy's trying to do something really cool. Maybe we should, give him some exposure or whatever. So it's just odd to me. You never really read stories about hey, help this young soul out. You know what I mean? It's always hey, here's an old hometown boy who made it good. You know what I mean? I don't know. It just seems
made it good.
I get it. Anyway, daily item.
Where were we? Making it big.
Yeah. How even,
what
you
is
know?
Big?
I don't know.
I don't feel like I've made it big.
Making it out of this area.
People do that all the time, though.
Not that, working in factories and stuff isn't important, but doing something
doing something that you love doing, and making money doing it, that's...
Meeting famous people. I think that's what the daily item qualifies as big.
Probably.
I qualify it as, doing something that you absolutely love and...
That's what I feel
turning
like.
Turning it into a job.
Yeah,
I feel like made it. If you like working in a factory, and you like
that is what you want to do, then you make it.
You like having a house and the family, and then awesome.
Yeah,
that's amazing. Because it is. There's very few people who end up where they really want to be and are happy with life. So people have found happiness, and that's big to me.
Yeah,
I mean that's huge.
Yeah, finding a job that you really love.
Still working on that one.
Yep. I love my job.
I mean, not that I don't love my kid, but,
Yeah. That's that's not your
job. I found out the other day that I don't know how to talk to them.
To them?
Who's them?
Children.
Oh.
Children. I don't know.
Yeah.
Children.
I still don't know how to talk to kids.
Well, there was a girl knocking on the window at work, and it was distracting the one girl from doing her dog, because the dog kept flipping its head around to, look at this little girl. And she was like, dude, you have to tell her to stop. So I pointed her and I go, no, you stop that. And then I went the shoe hand. I was like, go away. Go. You go.
It was a dog.
As though it was a dog. And it was a child. And Courtney's just laughing at me. She's like, what was that? Why is that what you do? And I was like, well, I don't. So how am I supposed to do this? Exactly.
Just lean your head out the window. Please don't do that.
Yeah. Basically, yeah, that was actually what they said. They were like, you should probably just talk to her like she's a person.
Yeah. It's weird how kids
my
are
crazy
people.
Idea. My first instinct
weird how
was
kids
to
are people.
Talk to the child as if it was a dog.
You also talk to people like they're dogs too, though.
I work with dogs all day.
You do.
It's fine. It happens.
Do you prefer working with dogs over people?
Yes. Yes.
She hates humanity.
Really hate people. I am not a people person. I'm getting better, though. My job is forcing me to get better. Because if I want to work with dogs, you have to work with people. So
she cuts me a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought that was you.
Only in places where you can't see.
Yeah. I couldn't reach these.
So what happened to you that you hate people?
High school.
Tough one.
High school.
Yeah.
Probably high school, yeah. Oh my god. I was
But you didn't fit in Lion Mountain?
No, I didn't. Strangely.
Why not? Weird is that, right?
How strange is that?
I mean, why not? That's redneck community. You come from
I hit against that.
Okay.
You come from a backwoods town.
Yeah, but
and you weren't a lesbian. You weren't like any of these things. You didn't.
She was
stand
a redhead.
Out.
I was a redhead.
I thought that all the country boys would be like, look at that redhead.
Nope. She was just a soulless ginger.
The opposite of that. No, I had this radical idea that women should be treated equally as other people. I believed that I didn't think there was anything wrong with black people.
That doesn't work a lot, Mom.
No.
Not at all.
And I had this strange thing that I liked the Democratic Party more than the Republican Party, which also is not really into them. I had no problem with gay people. No problem with...
That's a problem.
Were there any gay people at Lime Mountain?
If there were, they did not come out until they graduated.
They weren't dumb enough to say it.
I know several people that were in my graduating class that I'm still friends with, actually, that have since come out. And,
really? Did you think that they were during school?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I did. I was like...
Did they get bullied anyways? Did people pick up on it?
No, nobody picked up on it. Everybody was very good at hiding it. Very, very good at hiding it.
So were they like typical rednecks? They're like gay rednecks that...
No, they were in the drama.
Oh my God! The idea of that is brilliant.
New show.
Oh my God, yes.
The two that I'm speaking of were actually in band and drama club. So wouldn't question it because... People in drama club.
Are you counting?
But don't you always question people who are in drama club, anyways?
Apparently not at Lime Mountain.
Huh.
But yeah, I think that's how they hit it.
So, do they still live in the area?
I think the one does. The other one has since moved to South Carolina.
Oh, that's so much better.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. What an upgrade for...
I have no idea.
Although Asheville, I hear, is pretty nice.
What's that?
Yeah.
Asheville, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Is a really liberal...
There's always pockets of like...
I want to say that he lives there. Yeah. Is that close to the beach?
No, it's not.
I don't know where he lives.
I think it's up in the mountains.
Then I don't know where he lives.
There's always these interesting pockets of like liberalism in some really crazy like conservative places.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Massachusetts, Amherst. Like that,
what is that?
It's like there's Smith and Amherst and another college like right in that same area. It's like east of Boston, like a lot east of Boston.
People it's like Austin.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I pity people who might have only been to Austin.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, Texas is fine.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with Texas.
What are you talking about? This is a lovely
place. Yeah, I love Texas.
They want to shut down most women's rights? Oh, that's odd.
The,
I didn't pick up on that at all.
If you're not a white...
I didn't notice that they closed all of the clinics.
Yeah. If you're not a white, cisgendered, heterosexual male... Don't go to Texas.
Yeah. We'll just go to Austin.
Just go to
Austin. Unless you're a woman who likes to be oppressed. Some people I hear like that.
Submissive Christian wife. It's a thing.
Some people love it, and that's okay.
It's your choice.
Do you think gay rights will happen in Pennsylvania anytime soon?
Oh, I hope so.
I hope so.
It's being surrounded. Like, it can't hold out that much longer.
Right.
It's totally being surrounded.
It dances back and forth.
Once again, one of those issues where once the current governor is out of office, I think a lot of things are going to change for the better. Because he compared...
Yeah. It's getting there.
What was it? He compared marriage to incest.
Yeah.
I thought Santorum did that. The governor did that too?
Current governor compared a couple months ago.
Who was the governor? Corbett?
Yeah.
Was that the...
Which one said that if you legalize gay marriage, then... immediately after people will start marrying their dogs.
Oh God, I don't even know. That's been floating around for a while. Yeah. But it's just like, how is that even the same thing?
Right, because I mean like
it's two consenting human adults.
Yeah.
Animals can't consent.
Well, you know, people are gonna start marrying their couches.
A girl married a fucking ride at Knoebels.
Yeah. That's true.
She
was on the Travel Channel.
She married
the 1,000 Nights.
Yeah. 1,001 Nacht.
Was it legal?
No.
Not
surprisingly, yes. Gay marriage, still no. It's weird. I don't care.
Because it was a heterosexual.
Right. It's
the ride is male. Yeah. It's fine.
It's a very testosterone driven ride.
It's got a pee-pee.
It wasn't some. Yeah.
Thank you, Bill, for bringing the maturity up a notch.
I do my best. That's what I'm here. Could have said weenie. Weenie's such a weird
How
word.
Is that so, any worse or better? It's the same.
Yeah. I don't know why this whole, like, gay hidden students in Lime Mountain is so interesting to me.
Oh, okay.
I don't have anything other to say other than it's just like these backwoods hidden gays. Or
maybe
it's really weird that
they had to hide it though. There was no.
Well, yeah,
they would have gotten their asses beat.
I'm trying to remember like if there were kids who were gay when I went to school there, and I'm positive like every single one that I can like I was thinking in my head like
statistically
pretty sure that they were I think I saw on Facebook that they're married to somebody, but that still doesn't mean anything.
No,
that means that they're just continuing this life of lies, and
they're perpetuating the lie.
Yeah, and like
it's the thing that everybody kept hidden in high school because like you came out.
Not everybody.
Well, at our high school there was nobody who was out. And if you actually even...
There might be now.
Maybe. But when I went, there wasn't.
It's a lot different now.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot has changed in a few years.
Yeah, and I only went to high school like 5-6 years ago.
It is a lot different now. Although Lime Mountain, I would expect, would at least be 10 years behind the rest of...
Easily.
Very slowly.
I'm trying to think if there was anybody who was out in my class, and yeah. I don't think there was.
There wasn't in my class at all. I remember once I was questioning my sexuality, and I was like, I think I might like girls, too. I don't. I just...
Oh, that happened in high school?
Yeah, some of them might be...
Did they think you were a lesbian, then?
Some of them were... Well, a lot of my friends were very Christian, and were like, how could you possibly think that? And I'm like, you're supposed to be my friend. I was just... thought that maybe I might... And they're like, ah! Yeah. So nice. It did not.
Thank you for that.
I thought it would be lovely in the microphone.
Oh, it totally was.
Hold, please. Right? Oh.
What are you doing?
I'm picking up my scarf. I don't know. I saw it and I was like, I'm going to pick that up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's what people do sometimes. They think about things and then they do.
Are
it.
We recording again?
Yeah, we're recording
are.
Again.
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Finish this grape soda pop.
Yeehaw.
So you, what were you talking about on the Philip Seymour Hoffman? Was this after he died, or was
yes,
it coincidentally?
Yes, it was right. I think it was the week after he died.
No, it was the same day. Wait, are you?
No.
About, oh,
you guys talked about it the same day, and you made jokes about it, and then found out like, oh shit, he died.
Here's what happened: is that like randomly while we're recording, I get the CNN emails, and I just saw like Oscar award winner Philip Seymour Hoffman. And that's like literally all that came up. And that was when we were Skyping with
Heather Mahler.
With Heather Mahler.
Yeah.
And so Mike Bennett saw it and he was like, oh, yeah, you just got a Google alert about, you know, we were joking about how I have Google alerts set up for anytime Philip Seymour Hoffman's ever talked about.
Right.
Turns out it was because he died. So we were like, found out. We didn't even check until afterwards. Yeah. We were
so
like,
then you're
oh.
making all these jokes about him.
Well, no, not about him. Just about my obsession with him.
Yeah.
Which didn't exist.
But no. But. I think on when we talked to Mark, all we talked about was like he died of an overdose and trying to think of movies that he's been in.
I got it right here. Hunger Games, Catching Fire.
Are you going to read his entire IMDb history, Ashley?
No, I'm just trying to read. Along Came Polly.
You go into IMDb a lot?
Oh my God, all the time.
Love IMDb.
Have you ever looked at my IMDb?
I'm doing it right.
She shared it with us in the group chat.
Really?
Yeah.
And I was like, I feel bad because I have seen none of this.
Yeah.
How am I a millennial that has never seen some
you
of those
have
shows?
No picture
it's
on
interesting
it.
How it's updated too, because a lot of times I don't update it, and there's stuff that's not on there. And then sometimes, like I'll work on a project like 5 years ago, and they never release it. Hmm. Like for instance, there was this one I was a production assistant on, and then like 5 years later, they released it after I'd already had the company was like producing on a lot of stuff.
Hmm.
And then they, and then so then it, that ranked like before. It showed me as a production assistant on this like really low rate film in like 2009 or something. And I was like, no, what are people going to think?
Yes. Was it Deathbed, the bed that eats people?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, I wish.
I have an IMDb page.
Do you?
For what?
Is it because you're in one of James's films?
Yeah. Yeah, actually.
Oh, God.
Now you got to be in the zombie flick. So you
yeah.
Can,
yes.
I can add that to my.
Get it going.
He has one film on it.
Yes. Well, yeah. Was it the Christmas one you were in?
Yep. I played a wreath monster.
A wreath monster.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It was.
Didn't that one star Mike Bennett?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a bathrobe.
Yep.
So mm-hmm. Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yes.
Man.
I've been wanting to work with him for a long time because he's just one of those cool actors that I always thought is really good. Yeah. I've seen him around New York a couple times, but I haven't ever really talked to him. I was at Sundance this last year, and we had this thing called the New York Lounge. I don't know if anybody's ever been to Sundance. Mm-mm. But they basically, if imagine you take Market Street in Lewisburg, and all the shops close down and they rent out their space to like every tech company and movie company you can think of, and they like completely brand the whole place. Like, huh. Like say if like YouTube took over a bookstore in Lewisburg, and then they put it's like the YouTube Lounge, and
yeah,
like,
weird.
They like spend hundreds of thousands of dollars and like make these cool little experiences inside those places. But this trade organization I'm one in New York, we came together and we got one tiny place and called it the New York Lounge, where we had like coffees and New York bagels flown in every single morning for
awesome.
People at Sundance. And as part of the lounge, my company sponsored the one section of it, and we had our excuse me, we had a real plane there. But and I was hanging out with the film commissioner of Rochester, New York, and we were standing there, and Philip Seymour Hoffman walked by outside, and then she's like, "Oh, I'm friends with his mom. I hope he stops in here." Something along those lines.
Weird.
And then so she texted his mother, and then 15 minutes later, he walks in. He's like, "Nora, you got me in trouble with my mother." And then he came in and hung out with us for a little while, and he actually sat and watched my company's whole reel, and I'm like, finally, Philip Seymour Hoffman, I will get to work with him.
Yeah.
And then literally like a week and a half later, he he like overdoses, and I'm just like, God, oh.
No. Bummer.
Yeah, on one point, I feel like it's unlucky timing because I'll never get to work with him, but on the other hand, I'm like, well, maybe it was perfect because I like actually got to meet him before he died. But
yeah.
Just, the timing was so weird and awkward.
Yeah.
I had no clue that he was doing that stuff.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
It's really odd because, especially about the drug, because, like, haven't they figured out, like, that it was, there was, like, a bad, like, a lot of bad heroin going around, and that's what it was he just got bad heroin.
There was that, and I think that he did a lot of other things that
night,
too.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I think, like, he had done, like, three different things and took lethal amounts of all of them or something, like coke and like a whole bunch of stuff.
It's a shame. Yeah. It sucks.
So I don't know what was going on.
Yeah. Maybe it was just, you know, partying. I don't know. Who knows? Yeah. Cause I mean, like a lot of people don't realize that, like, you know, quote unquote lethal amounts. If you've been doing drugs for a very long time, your tolerance will go up. Mm-hmm. So, like, I mean, it's like alcoholics who can, you know, they can't drive, like, not drive, but they can't, like, walk straight or talk to people unless they're, like, completely smashed.
Right.
You know, if they're not smashed, then it's like, they just seem like, you know, is everything all right with you or whatever? It's kind of like this, a similar thing. So, it just starts affecting you less and less. And, yeah. And maybe that was just a normal amount for him, and he just like, bad luck, man. That sucks.
Yeah, it does.
It's a damn shame.
Have you ever known anyone that had died from heroin? I know it was a big thing in this area when I was in high school.
Yeah. I don't know anybody.
I've never known anybody that actually did it, even.
There were like at least two kids.
You probably did, but they just didn't talk about it.
Maybe.
I think in Lime Mountain, they would overdose on, like, chew.
Yeah.
Probably just chewing tobacco, yeah.
Drunk driving accidents.
Like, yeah. They choked on their spit.
Yeah.
On the chewing tobacco.
On the dip-dip.
On the dip-dip. Oh, do the dip-dip.
I do have to just throw out there that, like, my, like, best friend, cousin that I grew up with is from Lime Mountain. I'm not hating on Lime Mountain at all.
No.
It's okay to hate on Lime Mountain. It's totally fine. They whatever. Don't care. They don't have the internet still. Just kidding.
I was trying to think, and there is one person I can think of. She was in your class. that had a heroin problem, and she had to talk to like all the health classes as part of her rehab.
In my class?
Mm-hmm. Can you bleep out her name?
Yeah.
You want to write down the timestamp or?
Sure.
Sure. It was.
Oh, she did. Okay.
Yeah, she had a.
Which is now.
Oh, you have.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Well, at least on Facebook, that's what it seems like. I went to school with her ever since elementary school.
Yeah. Yeah. I lived right down the street from her.
Oh, yeah. She was in. That's right. I remember that. Well, you have a lot of bleeping to do. Sorry. We'll stop.
Beep,
oh,
I'm bop, just boop, bop, beep.
I'm going to bleep the name and then I'm going to like just cut until now. Because it'd be a lot of beep.
Yeah.
Or you could just keep on bleeping it and then.
It could be like what you guys were talking about.
Yes. By Atlas, it was the actual quote, by the way. I don't know. That's a complete. That's a a pretty crazy.
That's a serving ice joke. Yeah. Even with the bleeping, I still knew they were saying ass. Oh, yeah. You could tell. Yeah, but yeah. I mean, whatever. It's fine. Anyway,
is there anything else to talk about?
So heroin.
Heroin.
Apparently heroin.
Yes.
My love heroin. I don't know.
All right, now we're just getting silly.
Yeah.
Yep. Do you guys plan on staying in the area? Do you have dreams of leaving the area?
I
do.
Yeah.
She does. I am.
I want to get out of here.
You do?
I do. I want to.
Then why happened to you?
Money.
Family.
And I have a 4-year-old right now, so like.
It's the perfect time. They're not in school.
I know.
They're not going to get upset. They don't have any friends.
Yeah.
Money and an obscene amount of school loans.
Oh. Where'd you go to school?
Art Institute of Philadelphia, dropped out of that, tried Art Institute Online, dropped out of that, and then I went to McCann, and actually I have a cosmetology license that I don't use, but, yeah, so, and Jeff's like hella in debt because he's working on his second bachelor's right now.
To be
so
what?
That's another reason that we're not moving because he's still in school. First one was in graphic design, this one's in web design. Because graphic design was getting him nothing. Everything's moving to the internet.
But can't the graphic design just be repurposed for the internet?
More or less. He was able to put most of his credits towards that. So he's only had to do like 2 years of online school just to do like the web classes. And yeah. He's learning to code.
Oh, yes. Josh is a programmer at my company. I do not understand any of it ever. And I feel bad because he wants to talk about it all the time, but I don't understand. I try to understand it, but literally within 5 minutes, like, there's smoke coming out of my ears and I just do not understand it.
As long as you understand and you like it, that's great. Behind you 110%.
Yeah.
Yep. That's yeah. There's some stuff that he talks about. I'm just like,
mm-hmm.
You lost me about 5 minutes ago, yep. But I'm really trying, really trying. Okay, back up a little, and maybe talk like you're talking to a 4-year-old. Might help a little. That'd be great.
I don't know what other than Sons of Anarchy. That's the only thing that you
you're watching Sons of Anarchy. Over.
I finished season 6. Yeah,
Josh is doing that right now.
Oh, really?
Yes. Well, I mean, he's been watching it.
Oh. I was like, right, wait, what?
No. Yeah.
He bought a motorcycle and a gun.
No, God! With the gun thing.
And then at a certain point, we were watching it together, but then he decided to just, like, go crazy. And he was, like, far ahead.
That's what she does to me.
All the time.
That's what she does to me.
I have so much more time to watch TV.
Oh, well, okay, this one we'll watch together. And then I come home, and it's, like, 9 episodes
later. It's okay. I'll watch Supernatural again. I'll watch it, like, 4 times. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I watched Doctor Who twice before he watched it.
I literally...
The entire thing, straight through.
We only watched 3 episodes of House of Cards.
Yeah.
And that's it, because we haven't been together to finish it. And that's like one of our shows. And like everybody in the world has finished the second season of House of
Cards. I haven't yet, but it's so...
Ours is The Walking Dead.
She hates House of Cards. Tell her she's wrong.
I've never seen
it. I think that's part of it too, because Josh wasn't liking it as much. So then when we did have time, we would watch The Walking Dead instead, because he wasn't in the mood for House of Cards. And I'm like chomping at the bit to finish House of Cards, and I can't.
Yeah, I was like, go ahead, and I don't really care.
Yeah.
We're trying to finish Breaking Bad right now, and it is... The last season is just
another show I haven't seen. You guys are all talking about shows I've never seen.
What do you watch?
Adventure Time.
Adventure Time.
So much.
Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yeah.
And Yo Gabba Gabba. No, she's not really into Yo Gabba Gabba right now.
What's that?
Yo Gabba Gabba.
She's really into this stupid cartoon called Zig and Sharko. It's from France.
Oh, it sounds so
and
terrible.
There's no like dialogue. It's just
your child would be a hipster.
Do you watch Lazy Town at all?
Lazy Town rules.
Yeah, tried it. She
we work on
Lazy Town.
Shut
up. We work on Lazy Town.
Dude, Lazy Town is so great.
Yeah, right. It's supposed to activate kids into actually doing stuff.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And they have.
Yeah, you and Tom quote that all the time.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Robbie's just like, he's a dick, but not in a bad way, just kind of like in a mischievous way, you know?
I have no idea.
Bill has a son too.
You are a pirate.
You're a pirate. He doesn't. He's not watching this on his own. But
yeah. But as far as adult shows go, I'm about 10 years behind popular culture. I just finished watching Angel and Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And now I'm reading the comic books.
You are screwed.
I don't have a lot of time to watch shows for me. Okay. Don't judge me.
I'm not judging you.
You are judging me.
Should never have a kid.
Wow.
Don't have kids then.
I'm kidding. Oh my God. I'm not this mean.
No, it's fine. It's cool.
I'm not this mean.
I'll just stab you later.
Please don't.
Give you a jailhouse tattoo.
I feel like you would stab me.
I'll fucking do it.
Come on, guys.
Like right. Yeah.
Anyway.
You guys are getting into
We've never fought before. This is weird.
You're a liar.
Are you fighting?
No.
Okay, then knock it off. Just cut it out. We'll just...
You cut it out.
Oh, yeah, that's my part.
That's
you're just going to have to like listen to the last hour of this and be like, that goes, that's out.
God, why did they...
Gotta bleep that.
At least it's not mostly me this time. It's always me.
It is usually you.
Yeah.
I mention people I'm not supposed to mention.
It's true.
Things I'm not supposed to mention.
It's true.
Feels like this is winding down.
Yeah, it
really
is
winding
does.
Down.
We're at like what hour and a half? Is that what that says? Okay,
that's what that says. We're pretty.
It'll end
on.
Up being like 45 minutes. No, I'm just kidding,
Bill. That would be awful.
I know.
There's so much gold in there.
What happened?
No.
I feel like we could go forever, but people just quit listening.
We can split this up into more than one episode too.
Oh yeah, we could do that.
Stay tuned for part two.
Yeah.
And welcome back. Kelsey is still not here.
Yeah. What a jerk.
Kelsey's still coming?
No. Never. She's fired. We're done. We're not. No. Cut that out.
Can we?
She's working a double today. She was never coming.
Can we just go with the task cam into Red Robin and continue the?
Yeah. Let's.
Do you want to do that?
No.
We should do that. We should go get a table and just continue the podcast.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to buy food from Red Robin.
I really hate Red Robin. Their food is terrible.
We could get water.
With four waters.
With lemons.
With lemon. Lots of lemon.
They don't mind.
No, I am sure.
No.
We'll use the sugar.
I'm sure
at the
dinner
table
rush is over.
Yeah.
It's fine. She's probably out of work by now, honestly, if she's working a double. Anyway, why? Ugh. All
right.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing.
I know. You're recording a podcast.
Hey!
Yeah.
Hey-o.
Thanks, Bill.
Who are these people in the picture up here?
Oh, that's the Nerdist.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is... That's Jeff. That is my partner, husband-type person. That's Mike Bennett. That's Jonah Ray, Chris Hardwick, and Matt Myra of the Nerdist Podcast. And Bill with short hair.
And me.
You look good with short hair.
I was a little bit more in shape, like 30 pounds in shape.
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
Oh, my God. What's the date on that? Because that's when we saw them. Is there a year
March 23rd.
March 23rd. No,
the ticket's right above you.
It was a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Wow. My, how you have aged.
2012. 2 years ago.
2 years.
That's not that long ago.
No.
No. I've really let myself go.
Do your shit together, man.
I gotta
look good for the podcast.
For the podcast, yeah. Gotta look good for the podcast.
What was I thinking?
Gotta get that radio body.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite podcasts that aren't your own?
I really like Sex Nerd Sandra.
Yeah, me too. I haven't listened in a few episodes. And, let me pull out my podcast app.
Ooh. Yeah. What's her name's?
I don't know. What is
make
her name?
Make one for me in your spare time.
Emily.
Emily.
Yeah,
make one for me in your spare time.
The Savage Lovecast.
She's one of her friends. She's very funny.
Anybody listen to Welcome to Night Vale? Am I the only one?
No, yes, I listen to Night Vale. Oh my God, it's so funny.
It's like...
it's so good.
It's a 30-minute podcast that airs the 1st and the 15th of every month, and it's 30 minutes of news from this made-up town in the desert called Night Vale, where, like, all these just, like, weird, crazy things are just absolutely, like, mundane activities in their world.
They're just it's pretty awesome. Don't walk
by. Oh, they just talk about it like it's...
Yeah. They're just like, don't go to the dog park. Don't ever go to the dog park.
The dog park.
There are shadowy figures in the dog park.
Do not look.
Do not look or talk to the shadowy figures in the dog
Dogs are not allowed in the dog park.
And it's just like a public service announcement. Yeah. Dogs are not allowed in the dog park.
One of the mayoral candidates for the upcoming election is a man who was turned into a five-headed dragon. His name is Hiram McDaniels.
It's fantastic. Nice.
It's a pretty crazy show.
I think I'm sold on it now.
Yeah,
it's
seriously.
Really good.
I mean, like, everybody I know, I think, listens to it and tells me over and over again how I should.
Yeah. I was so mad. I think it was at last year's Comic-Con, like, John Smith had an extra ticket for the live Welcome to Night Vale performance, and he was like, you should come, and I was like, I don't have the money to get to New York City for, like, a day.
Right.
And then what am I going to do while you're at Comic-Con? I'm not paying for a Comic-Con pass.
No.
Shit's expensive. Did that once.
Was that fun?
It was overwhelming.
I've never been.
It was a lot of people.
It was a lot of crazy people in suits and costumes.
Yeah, kind of. And just yeah. Maybe like a third of the people dressed up. The other two-thirds were just regular
wearing
people.
A cool t-shirt.
Sometimes, not always. Forget who was there. Who was there?
I would wear a plain
black
t-shirt.
Oh, we went because Josh Gates from Destination Truth was supposed to be there. But like the day before he was supposed to come and like have his panel and sign autographs and shit, he ended up contracting a really bad case of poison ivy and his eyes swelled shut.
Wow. Eyes wide shut. Huh? Yeah.
How terrible would that be?
But Adam West was there signing autographs for like $85.
Jeez.
And Burt Ward
Who
was there.
Who does that?
Fuckheads.
I think Carrie Fisher was also there.
I thought the whole point
there.
Of staying and signing autographs was to encourage people to like you.
Yeah.
Not to like make money from the actual autograph itself.
Nope.
Not anymore. Not at Comic-Con.
It's like 100 and something for a picture.
The porn star, Tara Patrick, was there, and she had the saddest booth I had ever seen.
Why was there a porn star at Comic-Con?
That's a great question.
Nobody
were they like, oh,
nobody was interested.
It's nothing but nerds. They will love a sexy lady.
Yeah.
Pretty much, I'm sure.
And they did not.
And then they realized that they're nerds because they like comics more than sexy ladies.
They're too nervous to talk to the sexy ladies. Like she didn't have a backdrop for her booth. It was just some of her like
you say headshots, boobs, right? Not boobs. You said her boobs were the saddest thing there.
Her booth didn't have a backdrop. It just had like postcards and headshots that you could buy just like taped up to the curtain at the back. And she just looked bored and was on her phone the whole time. And I was like, fuck this. I'm not talking to her.
Yeah.
And she was charging like $20 for an autograph.
What do you think that's like to be a porn star and to like go to these conventions? Like it's like it's an official industry. I mean,
it is
an official industry. It has award shows and
like, they're the reason we have
I try to imagine like what it's like to be so entrenched in that and to be so wrapped up in it that like you're really excited about these awards and you're really excited about these trade shows and you're really excited to talk about what you do and people appreciate your work as art. And
yeah.
Like, I mean, I think it's the same in any industry. Like, if you're passionate about your job, you know, regardless of how much clothing you're wearing.
You put a lot of work into it.
Yeah. That's just a job to them. You know, you'd show up, you meet your coworkers, you do your thing, and you go home at the end of the day.
Do you think any of them, like, maybe from the producing side or the acting side, are like really feel like it's art?
I'm sure there are people that are full of themselves. They're like, what I do is art.
Right.
Yeah. This is not pornography.
Probably
this is
Rocco.
Rocco Siffredi?
Yeah. God. He probably thinks it's art.
He has been in like legitimate films.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe we could convince the MoMA to do like a porn night.
That would be sweet.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
They should. They should.
I'm surprised they don't.
Actually, yeah.
Porn
we have a
art.
We have a lot of things to get done now. We have like two TV shows.
Seriously,
I know.
Who is writing this?
We
all
have,
right, I got
Aislinn, you are the writer. Seriously, of the
we have a porn night at the right. MoMA. Right.
We talk about this. I don't do shit.
Porn at MoMA. With Hipster Jesus. What was the other one?
Oh, it was a movie.
Shit. What was?
It was a sequel to the show.
It was gonna be Hipster Jesus, and then there was a second show.
No, wait. Plant Barbie.
The okay, was shit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was a Plant Barbie lady.
Yeah,
plant.
But I don't remember what we called it.
I don't know.
I think it was Plant Barbie, wasn't it?
I think it's just Plant Barbie. Yeah,
maybe. It might have been.
Yeah.
Wow, that
she's
does not sound nearly as funny now. When
no.
Yeah, I know. Completely out of context.
That's
like really? That was our big idea?
Yeah, like when you get smashed and you like write down something on a napkin and you like wake up the next morning and you're just like, what is that?
What did I even write down?
Chicken
best
monkey?
Ideas when I'm high.
Chicken monkey. What does that mean?
Post-its everywhere.
Yeah.
None of them makes sense.
What?
I do. I write stuff on post-its all the time.
I don't. Only when I do this.
Let's go around the table. Who would you really like to meet? Anybody? Is there anybody?
I want to go first.
Is there anybody? I personally don't know myself. I don't know if I was given like one opportunity. I don't know.
There was a time.
Matt Smith.
Yeah.
Who?
Matt Smith.
Of course you
would.
Oh
my God, Matt Smith.
Wait, who's Matt Smith?
No. The writer.
Moffat?
Yes.
Yeah. Doctor Who.
Yeah, you have a problem.
He was the last doctor.
Misha Collins.
Yeah.
Oh. Fucking Castiel from Supernatural. I want to meet him because he just seems like a really cool guy.
He does.
I'd be too nervous to meet the writer. No, I'd meet Matt Smith. Sorry. Okay.
Whatever.
I'm done.
Make up your mind, actually.
I do have a problem.
So you all went with like celebrities.
I mean, if it's because I'm sure there's like regular cool people out there I'd like to meet, but like I don't.
But like you went with like actors, TV, movie type people.
I don't know.
Generally,
you're part of the problem.
Probably.
I can't think of it either.
I don't know.
Steve Jobs, but he's dead.
Yeah.
Carl Sagan, but he's dead.
Yeah. Neil deGrasse Tyson would be.
He was a Bucknell like 2 months ago.
I know.
And nobody told us.
Who was
Neil deGrasse Tyson?
I don't even know who that is. I'm sorry.
Oh, buddy.
Who is it?
He's like Bill Nye the Science Guy's best friend.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's
the new host of Cosmos.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that dude?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
kind of who that
super
is.
Awesome.
Yes.
I would say yeah, Neil deGrasse Tyson would be pretty interesting to meet.
Like smart people.
Yeah. He just seems like one of those guys that you could like have a really good conversation with and he wouldn't end up talking down to you, but he'd end up talking about like things that are way above your comprehension level, but make you like say it in a way that you could understand it. Right. You know what I mean?
RuPaul.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That would be awesome.
RuPaul.
RuPaul's a little wacky.
Yeah.
I bet.
Yeah.
I've never met him, but I feel like he'd just be too wacky.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's a little,
I would still love to meet him.
Oh, yeah.
I think it would be a great dinner date.
Yeah.
I'd love to meet Richard Branson, of all people.
Yeah.
Who's Richard Branson?
Like Virgin guy. Owns Virgin.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He's very outside the box, like...
Isn't he, like, super weird?
He is super weird.
Yeah.
Doesn't he have, like, his own island?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
He does. He also, like, doesn't follow the norm.
Mm-hmm.
Which I like.
Yeah. It's cool. It's cool.
Word.
Hmm. Word to Bill. Your mother.
Come on, Bill. 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 Bill.
I'm thinking.
Bill, 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 Bill.
Oh, we were talking.
Rick Rubin. Rick Rubin.
Oh, we're still on this?
Yeah, Bill didn't pick him.
Oh, I thought you
Well, Neil deGrasse Tyson, but also Rick Rubin. I think Rick Rubin would be the type of dude, like, once again, crazy stories.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy stories.
Well, you're talking about producer Rick Rubin?
Yeah. And I mean, like,
Def Jam Rick Rubin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember the time period that I grew up.
Right.
Beastie Boys were like the biggest. Beastie Boys and Run DMC were the biggest things on the planet.
Right.
So. And
that was the other cool thing I found with hanging out with those guys. I was with Adam Moore because he kind of ran everything.
Yeah.
The other two kind of just showed up when they were told to.
Right.
But, you know, I'd come from like, you know, like those 50 Cent, Eminem, like those people who were just were just like a new thing.
Yeah.
And they had these huge entourages and were all full of themselves. And and then just being back with Adam and those guys and it being like so small, so intimate. And like to me, they had more to be proud of than like these other people. And yet, like, they were just like normal people.
Yeah, like such a like a crazy legacy.
Such like like helped build an entire, I guess, genre.
Yeah,
in a way.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. I love it when I come across people like that in life who have every right in the world to be cocky and like full of themselves, but just are not.
Yeah, definitely. That have you seen the new Eminem video with Rick Rubin?
No.
Yeah, it's basically an homage to like the Beastie Boys.
Really? What song is it?
I'll just
do Eminem, Rick Rubin.
Yeah. I mean, it's seriously interesting. I mean, like the actual like the song is very 80s. Rick Rubin produced it. It's very 80s, like Beastie Boys, and the like. There's a you know, giant boom box, and he's like wearing like a tennis shoes.
Do you know, Eminem he took all of my Beastie Boys CDs.
What a jerk.
I was like bouncing between working with Adam.
What?
Yeah.
Well, that's an interesting story.
Did you know that Eminem stole my Beastie Boys CDs? I never thought I would hear that sentence in my life.
What? That is.
Well, I was
it's not an everyday occurrence.
When working with Adam and them, it was such a long stretch that sometimes I would fill it with other gigs. And one of them was doing Toy Soldier in Detroit, shooting the video with Eminem. And my job as the PA there was to like maintain his dressing room, his like green room area.
Yeah.
And Adam had just given me, they basically just had like every CD they ever put out in their studio. Because it was the production offices on one side and then their recording studio on the other. And it was literally like Adam, the producer, and me. Uh-huh. And like in the rest, it was empty. It was like, that's all it was the whole time. So he was like, take whatever you want. And then at the time, I didn't have an iPod. I was like traveling around with the CD player like a Walkman. And so I had them with me when I was in Detroit. And then Eminem's lawyer guy was like, oh, we need some music in here. Do we have any music? And I was like, oh, I have these Beastie Boys CDs.
Yeah.
And then we started playing those. And then Eminem was just like, oh, these are great. Can I have these? Basically.
Oh, my God.
And then like took all my Beastie Boys CDs.
That's like... Now, did you tell...
But I wanted those.
So then, flash forward back in New York, like a couple weeks later, we were driving around in a 15-pass van picking up shots for Open Letter to NYC.
Uh-huh.
And that we literally shot over the course of like 9 months. Like day here, day there. And this conversation was happening between the two Adams. Like, oh, like, how do you feel about Eminem, this other white rapper?
Right.
Like, I remember Adam Yauch was like, I mean, come on. He talks about raping his mother in his song. Like, I can't even comment on it.
Right.
And then I was just like, wow, like, I'm like straddling these two, like, I was just there with Eminem, and then here's the Beastie Boys talking about Eminem, and it was like my mind was in this circle of life,
right?
It was just like exploding.
That's got to be really weird. That's got to be so.
That is weird.
The weirdest part about it is that when you and we've, I know that well on Popular Outcast we've talked about it an awful lot that like celebrities are just real people. They're like,
yeah,
like they're people. And when you meet them and they're just like normal, you know, they just happen, especially like in a situation like that where, you know, like they're down to earth or whatever, and they don't have that. I mean, I'm sure obviously everybody has an ego, especially if you're in like in an entertainment field where the idea is to have your voice and opinions heard. But like, just dialed way back as far as like, you know, compared to somebody like Eminem or whatever. And when you meet those people, it's just like, oh wow, we're just having normal conversations about weird shit that like I would have with anybody else, you know. When we met a bunch of like, well, when we met the Nerdist guys, and that's exactly how it was. And also like from doing the podcast, we've had, you know, a couple of quote unquote fans who have now they're our friends, you know what I mean? And it was just because
talked about you, John Smith.
Yeah. John,
I don't know if he listens.
Yeah. John, you are not just a fan.
No,
you are
friend. Well, John and Chris. Chris Rouse started out as a fan as well.
So you have groupies?
It's weird, it started out like it starts out like that, and then, you know, like we're just friendly with them and they're friendly with us, and then I mean John Smith has been on our show twice.
I think that's also a brand new thing.
Yeah.
Like I've seen it with Josh a lot, because he does a lot more of the social media.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my idea of social media is Facebook, and like that's not what it is anymore. It's like all the others. Like,
you gotta do the Twitter and the Instagram and the Vine.
He literally just has, like, he'll start following people that he likes and kind of looks up to, and then at some point, sometimes they start having conversations, and they just over time become friends.
Yeah.
Like, back before all of this stuff, that never would have happened.
Yeah.
It didn't happen like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's really connecting people.
Dave Ross.
Dave Ross, exactly. Yeah, we're... Dave Ross does a podcast called Terrified on the Nerdist Network. He used to be on the podcast Sex Nerd Sandra. In May, we're doing a comedy show in Sunbury.
Oh.
Where Dave Ross is...
Yeah, you know, Ashley performing. Was telling me about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, like, that would have never happened had... Right. If it weren't for the fact that Jeff and Aislinn went to go see Sex Nerd Sandra, talked to Dave Ross, you know, here and there, and then
he and Jeff became Twitter friends, and
and it just kept going.
Dave's
from
like,
there,
"Hey, I'm doing an East Coast tour. Do you know of any place?" He was looking for somewhere in like Harrisburg or Allentown, and we're like, "No."
Yeah, there's.
I bet the Daily Item will run that.
Yeah,
we
right?
do know one in Sunbury, Pennsylvania.
Well, the place, the problem with anywhere in like Harrisburg or Allentown is they were only open on weekends. So we're just like, well, you can come to the place where we do our open mics. He's like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah,
he's like, I just you need to pay me, but I can do that.
Yeah. So like a guy who, and I mean, like, and it's snowballing from there at that point. You know what I mean? Because it's just once word of mouth hits, like, hey, this is actually a decent place, or maybe it will be terrible. And nobody will show up, and it'll suck, and he'll go and look and go, oh, there's 10 people here. Fuck this. I'm leaving. Because it wasn't worth my time.
Well, it seems that's like you have really to switch happen. Your efforts now from, like, you have somebody awesome there. You have to switch your efforts to just making sure that people show up.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Rather than just throwing it out once, or the Daily Item runs one article, or, like,
we've
whatever.
Got flyers out talking about it on, like, every podcast.
You need to start a buzz.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, if you're out there listening, for the love of God, come.
If you're still listening after 2 hours worth of recording.
No, here. this is going to be broken up.
We'll
it's going to have
to
be.
We'll break it up into two.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll break that up. Yeah, whatever.
I think it's and that's the weird thing about it is
we'll
is
post
that
the link.
Once again it turned out it went from Nerdist got
It's okay. We're paying attention, Nerdist Scott.
No, I don't care if you were paying attention or not. It was just very distracting to see middle fingers and, like, how dare you faces. But anyway.
It's our podcast.
She called me a link.
Oh, that's the worst. Well, now it so makes sense.
It's so funny.
But yeah, like, then, like, on the Nerdist website, they, you know, like, the tour dates were posted. So, like,
yeah,
however many people go to that website every day saw...
Oh, and from that, the guy who's booking Dave's show in Pittsburgh contacted Dave and was like, hey, Sunbury, Pennsylvania, I know where that is. Can you get me in touch with the people that book the shows there so that comics that are coming through doing like East Coast tours, doing for, like, New York to Pittsburgh, we can set them up with shows in Sunbury? And Jeff's like, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Please.
So
it's okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Turning into a kind of a thing.
We're doing a thing. Guys.
It's a thing. I like things.
All right.
Do you ever listen to Marin?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
He does a podcast, right? Do you ever watch his show?
His show is awesome.
We did the garage door open thing for that.
Shut up.
Yeah, because that's that was through Apostle, which is Dennis Leary's company. They basically,
we do a
lot of their stuff. And basically, they've switched Apostle over to, after Rescue Me, they were kind of finding out what they would do. Because for a while, they were just about making that TV show. And then they became more of like a management company for comedians. And they tried to like revive Artie Lang's career and that whole thing. But ever since Marin's one of their people and they did that show, and now they're doing what the hell's the name? The ambulance show on USA. What the heck's the name of the Sirens?
Sirens is
the name of it.
I have no idea.
I don't have cable.
And then he's got a new pilot that we're working on. He's actually going to be in front of the camera again. It's for FX, called Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll.
Really?
Yeah. It's basically him being a washed up wannabe rock star.
That sounds really interesting.
But Marin, yeah, we did the... I was just, like, pictured this, and then I remembered the, like, podcast in Marin's garage and, like, the door opening. We did that... the opening titles for that.
That's really
neat. He filmed
neat.
That at a replica of his.
Well, it's a house that's very similar to. Yeah, it's not like they built a replica, but it's a house that's very similar.
Yeah.
It's like down the street from his actual house.
Yeah. But then isn't there also. Yeah, no. Well, it's like they built a set there, right? Because one of the walls moves or something.
I don't know. I wasn't involved. We're basically just like show up for this day and then.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. So it's funny. Dennis has been in our office a lot in the past couple of weeks, just working up to the new show.
Does he ever just walk in and be like, I'm an asshole? Is that ever happened? No, I'm kidding.
Well, I think when we first started Rescue Me, that was, I remember the first rap party, it was like season 2, because we hopped on season 2, so that's like 2005, 2006. At the rap party, it was, you know, hundreds of people, because everybody who had worked on it. Late at night, right on the Hudson River, and then they started blasting the asshole song.
God.
Like, everybody was singing it, and Dennis was there drunk singing it. Morgan Spurlock was, like, right next to me. It was, like, after he did Supersize Me, but before he had his shows on TV, and he was, like, just trying to break into getting his own TV shows, and he was all wasted singing it.
That's awesome. One of my friends, she used to work for, I think, Atlantic Records, and...
In New York?
Yeah. And she worked a lot with Seven Dust and Nine Inch Nails back in the day.
Oh, how long ago was that?
A while ago. I mean, she's still like super friends with
back
him and stuff
in
like
the
that.
Day.
I wonder if she knows. He's the like.
I'll ask her.
Yeah. I guess there's another name you have to bleep out.
That's okay. I'll ask her though. But yeah, she had said that. Well, she was the person who gave Trent Reznor the tape of Marilyn Manson, like his actual demo tape. Yeah,
so that's awesome.
Yeah, she feels really bad about that. She apologizes to the world, but she also.
I was just thinking about that last night, actually. I think where I was thinking about the creators of Duck Dynasty, and I was like, those assholes like set us back so much.
Yeah,
like if I could just go back and I got to meet them. But there's this reality TV show conference in DC every year, and
what?
Why does such a thing exist?
It's called Real Screen. Is the name of it?
Wow!
And then I'm going to go check out. We are sponsors during Real Screen because we do a lot of reality show opens and then title packages like Swamp People, Moonshiners, Storm Chasers. A lot of those we created the graphics for them.
Oh wow!
But I got to meet the
shocker. They're fake.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to meet Scott Gurney and his wife. I forget her name, but they own Gurney Productions, which created Duck Dynasty.
Wow!
I'm just thinking, wow, you jerks!
Yeah,
you giant asshole!
Yeah,
Oh, yeah.
So your friend destroyed the world with Manson.
Yeah, she also was at a...
I loved Manson growing up, though.
Oh, yeah, who didn't? Like, that was the idea.
Both of them.
Yeah.
when was the whole straight edge thing? That was like early 2000s?
Yeah.
That ebbs and flows.
It did not last long.
No. Well, I mean, it
that's been going on here and there since the 80s.
Yeah.
I was straight edge for like 5 minutes. Come on.
Yeah, I was straight edge. Let's all be real. I could legally drink anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
Do you hear that, Mom, if you're listening?
Yeah.
She doesn't know what straight edge is.
It's like she's using razors.
What does it mean? Yes.
I forget what we were originally talking about before we went down this rabbit hole.
Rabbit hole.
We haven't used it in a while.
What were?
Meeting people.
Yeah, celebrities. You asked.
Eminem stole your CD.
Oh, you were. Oh, I know. All the way back to Rick Rubin.
Yeah.
That's what started it. Rick Rubin got us here somehow.
Yeah. Well, Rick Rubin gets everyone everywhere. Did you guys hear that Johnny Cash's kid has like 120 unreleased songs?
Oh, from Johnny Cash?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like he
Gold Mine.
Yeah, exactly.
And why is he not sharing?
Some of them are from the Rick Rubin American recordings, like demos and outtakes and stuff like that from that. But a lot of it is like finished products that just never.
That's awesome. When are they going to come out with the unreleased Doctor Who?
Did you see?
I don't know.
Slowly. I think they have to like touch that stuff up because it's hella old.
Yeah.
Did you see what Wu-Tang's doing for their new release?
Oh, yeah. They have that special edition that they're only releasing one of.
Right.
What? So, I thought that was an Onion article.
Oh, so you did read it?
No, I just, like, I saw that and I was like, oh, this
wasn't
is...
the Onion. I think it's for real.
Oh,
I'm
my God.
I'm fairly certain it's legit.
You should tag Wu-Tang.
They're putting on, they're doing one.
Yeah, right.
They're doing one and it's going to travel around to museums and it's going to be an art installation at museums. So this gives me hope for the pornography thing that we want to do.
Yes! Porn Night at the MoMA is coming!
You can go from Porn Night to Wu-Tang.
Yeah!
Into the next
that
gallery.
That needs to be a banner. That needs to be
porn
a banner.
Porn Night is coming.
Porn Night at the MoMA. That is a band. It's coming. That's a band, right?
Right.
Porn Night at the MoMA.
It should be.
It's our band.
Yeah.
It's our band now.
I play the triangle.
But basically it's going to be a traveling art installation. Oh, wow.
Nice. Nice.
I had to throw it in while someone was talking.
Sorry.
No, perfect.
You destroyed it now.
MoMA.
Well, Wu-Tang's traveling around with this one album that's being made. The one actual print being made. And you have to go to a museum to listen to it. And at the end, they're going to auction it off or something.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
And they're going to have special security guards. To make sure to pat people down to make sure they don't have recording devices.
That's going to be even more interesting.
Oh wow.
They're taking this shit serious.
I wanna go listen to it.
And now I really hope it's not an Onion article now that we're here seriously talking about it. But it wasn't the Onion that I read it on. I know that for sure.
Well, there you go. Then it could
To say that the person doesn't auction it off, like who doesn't buy it, like just make copies.
Well, I think at that point it's fine.
Yeah. Right. After it's made its tour. It's a Forbes article.
No.
Holy shit.
It's for real.
Good for them. Good for them to actually be able to pull it off too. Right. You know what I mean?
Entertainment Weekly, New York Times, Pitchfork, they're all covering it.
They've been around for long enough to be able to do the something RZA. Like that.
Wu-Tang ain't nothing.
For one of his albums, he consulted Neil deGrasse Tyson because it's like all about science and stuff like that.
Yeah. Was it about magnets?
No.
How do they work?
Please don't. Now, I know how pretentious this is going to sound, but please don't put Wu-Tang and ICP in the same.
Oh my God, no. No.
That would be the worst.
Remember the late 90s and the whole Eminem ICP?
Oh yeah, of course. Like, of course.
Detroit can only have room for one superstar.
I think Eminem won that round.
I think he also started that round too, didn't he?
Just so he could win that round.
I.
Speaking of Eminem, just to interject, My class song was losing it.
Oh, was it?
I'm just going to say that I did not vote. So yeah.
Mine was She Thinks My Tractor Sexy.
Yes.
Oh, and
my
we,
oh my god, yes.
We walked out to it for our graduation because the band lost the music to the actual graduation march.
No, for real?
What?
That is a real thing. That is actually what
How
happened.
Often they play freaking Pomp and Circumstance every year. How do you just forget how to play that? They lied.
I think
they fucking lied.
Well, I think somebody threw it away because we really hated playing it.
Yeah, well, you had like 12 people in your graduating class. It's not like you had to play it for very long.
72.
Sounds about right.
But yeah, yeah.
So that anyway. Song, is it the song about a lady actually loving a tractor?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she thinks the tractor's sexy.
It really turns her on.
Yeah.
Yep. It's always staring at her.
Yeah.
Didn't say anything about him being sexy.
No,
it does not.
Something about bringing him sweet tea at some point, though.
I don't know.
My best friend's.
So is that like machine-ality?
I'm pretty sure that.
Yes, yes.
I'm pretty
is.
Sure that's
heavy
the song.
Farm equipment-ality.
I'm pretty sure that's the song. If it wasn't, it was something equally as awful. But yeah, that's.
Let's just pretend it was that.
Yeah. Let's go with that.
I'm gonna go with it. I like it.
We're learning a lot tonight about old music and the sexual nature.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
It's not girl on girl, it's girl on tractor.
There's an S at the end of your name. Girls
was it a
on
green
girl.
Tractor?
It's fine.
It could have been a pink tractor.
I barely pay attention.
And this, that's true.
We've established that I do know not much of anything.
No, it's fine.
Aislinn does the internet.
Not so. Lauren was really taking care of Facebook, and now that she's gone, I'm like, shit, now I gotta pay attention to Facebook.
I can take over Facebook.
Now you're a liar.
Hey, how's your Twitter dog thing per day going?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot to do it yesterday, but that was the first day that I forgot to do it. Nobody's following me.
I was really.
Literally, nobody's following
me. That's not true, because I follow you, and I was looking forward to my dog tip yesterday, and you did not give it to me.
What's the dog tip? Why do a dog tip on here?
Tip the dog.
Tip the dog.
I haven't even thought of one yet.
Tip the dog.
This.
I don't know.
I think so my last dog tip was about nails.
Boop.
Tip
it over.
Tip it.
How you got to be careful when you're doing a pug's nails so it doesn't die on your table.
You killed a pug on your table?
Yep.
It didn't die. It just choked itself out.
It did.
Seriously?
Seriously.
But it didn't die.
It basically lost consciousness.
Yeah.
And stopped breathing.
And you revived it?
No, my manager did. My old manager did.
Because you freaked it out with the...
Because it swallowed its own spit down the wrong tube.
Wow.
Yep. Yep. It was,
pugs are wily
it
creatures.
It was one of the most traumatizing things I've ever seen. I am now dog CPR and first aid certified because that is very important to me. And I was like, I knew nothing. I didn't know what to do.
This episode is going to be called Death Pug.
Yes.
Nope.
It's really weird that like to give a dog a CPR, though, it's a little different than when you do it with humans. Like when you do it with
dogs,
you
have to go it over
their
mouth.
Have to like blow right into their butthole.
You have to go over
Bill.
There. And...
You're the worst. You know someone's gonna believe that.
Don't blow into the dog's buttholes. That's so gross.
No, you blow into their nose. You hold their mouth shut and
you
blow
crank
into their nose.
Tails.
Like they're the old like
like the cars. I'm done.
Have you been
You're
drinking?
Fired.
No.
What's your problem?
Wow.
Did you eat some brownies today, Bill?
No.
Or some candy?
Everybody always thinks I'm high or drunk on a podcast. I'm just
It's
dumb.
Just Jeff that thinks that.
No, I'm pretty sure he's created a church about it.
The church of Bill's always high.
Yes. There is a church of Russum on Twitter. They never tweet anymore.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
See, someone created that.
So are there
was it Sammy Tucson?
Two different podcasts now. Bill reads the Bible drunk, and Bill reads the Bible stoned.
Yes. As soon as I get that backache medicine, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Been having some serious headaches, doctor.
Yeah.
Listen, I am depressed. I have back aches.
No, my brother lives in California. He said all you have to do is like go to the doctor and be like, I have chronic headaches. And there you go.
Yeah.
Enjoy your chronic.
I have chronic headaches. Wah, wah. I think that indicates a problem with your...
I don't know. He has never confirmed or denied if he is partaken in medicinal marijuana. No. I mean, whatever. No. He's an adult.
To each his own.
Yeah.
Or her own.
Yes. Indeed.
What's marijuana, you guys?
Marijuana?
Cannabis?
You drink that, right?
Yes.
One time I drank a whole gallon of marijuana. It was crazy.
I shoot my marijuana between my toes. Yeah,
it's a smart move. Smart move, then nobody will know.
We're not doing this, Bill. No. We're not fucking doing this.
This one time.
You too.
Oh, God. Sometimes I miss working at the theater.
Me too.
I really do.
Me too.
What theater did you work at?
One at the mall.
Yeah.
Back when it was Cinema Center.
Yeah. I was box office. Bill was my manager. Every Monday night, it was pretty much just the two of us.
Yeah, it was a lot of
fun. Shenanigans.
Being slackers.
Yeah, pretty much.
There was like one person who was over in concession that we never talked to. It was usually Shane, so that's fine.
Yeah.
And then a projectionist sometimes.
Sometimes a projectionist?
Sometimes I was the...
Yeah, Bill would go start films. Movie films.
Yeah, it was back when they actually had film.
Yeah.
Now it's all digital.
Did you ever have a real burnout?
Me personally, no, but it happened an awful lot. And as a matter of fact, it happened a couple of times during midnight premieres of one particular one was that the second Twilight? Was that the third?
Third Twilight.
Third Twilight. We also had projection problems during like the last Harry Potter. We had sold to literally every theater, 100% full house.
Uh-huh.
And we had to send two
Twilight theaters had to go home.
Home. Not like, wait 5 minutes, we'll fix this.
No, there was no fixing it. Yeah. Two of the projectors were out of time with each other. So the film was just pooling on the floor.
Yeah.
Oh, because, okay.
Yeah, because the film would actually go through one projector into the next one. And because one of the projectors, like, its mechanism wasn't 100% in sync with the next one, the film was just falling onto the ground. And there was
it's
no way to fix
it. Expensive film to be falling onto the ground.
I learned that the hard way a couple times.
There were a couple of people who...
You scratch a film, you get a serious talking to.
Yeah.
Talking, like, $30,000-$40,000 for that one print.
Something.
Yeah.
We also we've gotten some scratched copies of
films
too. So I mean, it's not like it doesn't happen, but
sending a bunch of angry people home from a Twilight midnight showing was
midnight one too.
It was the midnight premiere.
Oh, wow,
seven theaters sold
out. Passes for that.
Well, we gave out two passes to every person who brought up a ticket from the theaters that we couldn't show to, and they were still like flipping the fuck out.
Yeah, they were mad.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so glad I didn't work
that
would have
been funny if you two just got up and tried to reenact Twilight. and act like nothing.
Edward,
was...
no.
Oh, Edward. Oh, Jacob. I don't know which to choose.
I'm leaving.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm going to cry.
No, don't get lost in the woods
now.
Oh,
I'm so sad and melancholy all of the time.
Oh, man.
And now I'm happy.
Listen to Let's
Worst
Get Twihearted.
Seriously. Also, Twilight riff tracks. Good
so,
freaking time.
Oh my God, so good.
They do a podcast where they make fun of Twilight.
Yes, they do. One chapter at a time.
Fun. Yeah. Jeff Super listens fun. To the audiobook painstakingly, takes notes, and then reads it to them.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Yep.
It's a lot of hilarious work.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it.
It's only one chapter a month, so.
Well, you're not doing it.
It has to be worth it. I've seen him perform
it.
It's
not like you have to listen to the book.
Ashley, he loves doing it.
I know.
There's video and audio of him.
Oh, you guys have finally taken video?
Every now and again. Like, there's at least a
couple
vines.
There's vines of it.
Yeah.
I'm not on the Vine.
Yeah, I need to do Vine too.
Yeah, Vine's super fun.
You told me I wasn't allowed to do Vine.
I didn't tell you weren't allowed.
You also told me I wasn't allowed to do Twitter.
You mean for the sixth time?
Know your place, woman.
Yeah.
You don't belong like on the internet.
Wow, there's some woman hatred here on Girl on Girl.
Yeah. Well, here's what happened. She started Twitter, and then I was like, oh, cool.
I didn't know how to use it.
She didn't know how to use it, so she stopped using it. Then she learned how to use it, and then she started using it again, and then she stopped using it within a day or two. And then, but she would make like an announcement about the fact that she was not going to use it anymore. And then she would go back and I'd be like, maybe you shouldn't. It wasn't like I was like, yo, never use Twitter again, dummy. Right. I was like, well,
so it was like when
no real reason for you to.
When like Michael Jordan retired from basketball.
Exactly.
And then it comes back and nobody questions it at all.
Yeah.
Like shares farewell.
I feel like
tours.
When I started using Twitter, Josh was just embarrassed, like he was taking his mother into school. I did not know how to use it properly at all, and I still don't. To like all his friends on Twitter, I was like, he was so embarrassed about
Hashtag
it.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying, guys. I
and he would like try to give me pointers. Then he'd be like, "You don't put that in a tweet."
Yeah. Exactly.
No. What? Why?
Yeah.
You don't say, oh, I'm walking from the subway to work right now.
Nope, I'm going to live tweet my whole day every day.
Yeah.
You can't tell me what to do.
I tried to do that once, but I like purposefully
had a
terrible, boring day. And it was like, watching TV.
Riding on a bus, riding on a bus.
Riding on a bus. Gonna walk around the mall. Hashtag Spencer's Gifts.
I wonder if Ugg boots are flammable.
No.
Was that in the same day?
I don't remember saying that.
Dude.
My memory's terrible.
Similar vein. The Croc store smells awful.
Yeah.
I'm sure it does, yeah.
It's like a tire pile. That's what it smells like.
It's pretty rough.
They have a whole store?
Yeah, they have.
It used to just be a kiosk.
Yep.
Yeah, they've upgraded.
Park City Mall, they have a whole store now.
Enough people like Crocs. No,
they have all kinds of varieties, though, too. They have, like, high heels, and there's, like, Mary Janes, and there's, like, dudes, like, slip-on shoes, like the freaking Airwalks I have.
I sometimes wear the restaurant-style ones to work, because they have, like, a back to them.
I'm not actually
allowed to wear them. But
I had black Mary Jane-style ones I would wear when I was a hairdresser because they were comfy to stand in for long hours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and you also wore the rain boot ones.
I still have the rain boots. Yeah. I switch back and forth with them, like if I'm washing a big dog on the floor.
Because
I wear sneakers, so I don't want to get my
Crocs are pretty cool. How do you feel about Crocs?
I do not like Crocs.
Have you
Bill,
ever
you're alone
them?
In this.
Have no. you ever worn them?
I have
traditional
not.
Crocs I am against. I'm against them.
Bill only wears them around
ridiculous.
The house because he doesn't like wearing slippers.
Don't your feet get like uber sweaty because they're like so not absorbent? They're like rubber shoes.
No. I take them off.
Well, I mean, I'm sure
you
do at some point.
He's one of those weirdos where his feet don't actually smell.
Oh, that's weird.
That is weird.
Yeah.
That took like 8 years of genetic mutation.
Right. It took a lot of
he's
work.
He's been walking around in toxic waste for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Toxic. I, however, like if I leave my socks on the floor, it smells like the fish tank needs cleaned.
Yeah.
Actually true.
What do you say we call this one, huh?
Yeah.
On that note.
On the note of Ashley's funky feet.
2 hours.
Yeah.
I have to get going anyways.
I have to like super pee right now.
Is there anything you
want
to plug before you go?
Yeah. Links. Anything.
If you want people
I have
to find you or whatever.
Nothing to plug.
All right.
Go to IMDb. Check
Unless
out
you
stuff.
Want a Facebook stalk me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Andrew Bly on IMDb or Facebook. I think IMDb is Andrew
J. Bly.
Middle initial J, last name Bly, B-L-Y.
It's pretty cool.
Company The Molecule. The Molecule is themolecule.com. And it's Andrew at The Molecule if you feel like emailing.
Sweet. Woo. Sweet.
You don't want to plug your Twitter?
I don't use my Twitter anymore. I have nothing to plug.
I don't even want
to
plug my
And you should be watching The Red Road on Sundance right now. And The Americans on FX. And Nurse Jackie on Showtime.
Nurse Jackie's still on?
The last season is about to come on.
No.
Which we've got to work on the last season, which I'm happy about. I think those are the only shows that we're working on that are out right now. I think everything else is in production-ish.
Cool.
Cool.
Sweet. I didn't want to say cool.
All right. I'm done. Right. I'm turning off my mic. Bye.
All right. We're done with this. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Girls on Girls. It's so weird.